भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 10, Text 23, Departure of Lord Krishna for Dwarka. Sa va ayam yat padam atra surayo jitendriya nirjita matarishmana Pasyanti Bhakti Utkalita Malatmana Nan Esha Satvam Parimarstum Arhati Sava Ayam Yat Paramatra Surayo Jitendriya Nirjita Matarishvanaha Pasyanti Bhakti Utkalita Malhatmana Nanvesha Satvam Parimashtum Arhati Sava ayam yat para atra surayo Jitendriya nirjita matarishmanaha Pasyanti bhakti utkalita malhatmana Nanvesha satvam parimashtum arhati Sava ayam yat param atra surayo Jitendriya nirjita matarishvanaha Pasyanti bhakti utkalita malatmana Nanvesha satvam parimarstum arhati Chandriya Nirjita Matarishvanaha Pachan Bhakti Utakali Mana Vesha Atvam Parimashtumahati Va Ayam Yat Para Atra Surayo Daya Nirjita Matarishvanaha Shanti Bhakti Utkalilatma Malana Nadeshesham Satvam Parmashakriti Sva Ayam Yat Para Atra Surayo Daya Nirjita Matarishvanaha Pasyanti Bhakti Utkalitatmanatmana Nanvesha Satvam Parimashtumarhati Surayo Nirjita Tarishvanaha Just Shanti Bhaktiut Kalita Malatmana Nanvesha Satvam Parimarshtu Marhati Adva Ayam Yatpara Atra Surayo Chandriyam Nijita Matarishvanaha Shanti Bhakti Utkalita Malatmanaha Nandesha Satvam Parimashtu Marhati Matajis Sava Ayam Yat Para Atra Surayo Chandriya Nirjita Matarishvanaha Vajanti Bhakti Utkalita Malatmana Nanvesha Satvam Parimashtu Maharhati Sa, he, by providence, Ayam, this, Yat, that which, Paramatra, here is the same personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, Suraya, great devotees, Jita Indriyaha, who have overcome the influence of the senses, Nirjita, thoroughly controlled, Matarishvanaha, life, Pasyanti, can see, Bhakti, by dint of devotional service, Utkalita, developed, Amala Atmana, those whose minds are thoroughly cleansed. Nanu Esha, certainly by this only. Satvam, existence. Parimarstum, for purifying the mind completely. Arhati, deserve. Translation. Here is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental form is experienced by the great devotees who are completely cleansed of material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service and full control of life and the senses. And that is the only way to purify existence. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As it is stated in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord can be known in His real nature by dint of pure devotional service only. So it is stated here that only the great devotees of the Lord who are able to clear the mind of all material dust by rigid devotional service can experience the Lord as He is. Jitendriya means one who has full control over the senses. The senses are active parts of the body and their activities cannot be stopped. The artificial means of the yogic process to make the senses inactive has proved to be abject failure. Even in the case of great yogis like Vishwamitra Muni. Vishwamitra Muni controlled the senses by yogic trance, but when he happened to meet Menaka, a heavenly society woman, he became a victim of sex, and the artificial way of controlling the senses failed. But in the case of a pure devotee, the senses are not at all artificially stopped from doing anything, but they are given different good engagements. When the senses are engaged in more attractive activities, there is no chance of their being attracted by any inferior engagements. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said that the senses can be controlled only by better engagements. Devotional service necessitates purifying the senses or engaging them in the activities of devotional service. Devotional service is not inaction. Anything done in the service of the Lord becomes at once purified of its material nature. The material conception is due to ignorance only. There is nothing beyond Vasudev. The Vasudev conception gradually develops in the heart of the learned after a prolonged acceleration of the receptive organs. But the process ends in the knowledge of accepting Vasudev as all in all. In the case of devotional service, the very method is accepted, the very same method is accepted from the very beginning, and by the grace of the Lord, all factual knowledge becomes revealed in the heart of a devotee due to dictation by the Lord from within. Therefore, controlling the senses by devotional service is the only and easiest means. Sava ayam yat paramatra suraya jitendriya nirjita matarishvanaha pasvanti bhakti utkalita malatmana nanvesha satvam parimarshtum arhati. Here is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose transcendental form is experienced by the great devotees who are completely cleansed by material consciousness by dint of rigid devotional service and full control of life in the senses. And that is the only way to purify existence. Om Adhyana Timirandasya Chananjana Salakaya Chaksur Unmilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances to his lotus feet. So here, the process of devotional service is explained only by bhakti, only by pure devotional service. Bhaktya mama bijanati, only by engaging in devotional service can one purify their existence and experience the spiritual platform. Srila Prabhupada gives the example, just like Vishwamitra Muni. He was a great sage, and he practiced the process of yogic meditation. He was a meditator. He somehow or other came upon Vasistha, who was a great devotee of the Lord. And Vasistha, Vishwamrita, who was a king, in his travels, he saw Vasistha had a Kamadhenu cow, a cow that could produce all desires. So this Vishwamrita wanted the cow from Vasistha, but Vasistha was a little bit unwilling to give up the cow. Vishwamrita, being very upset, started big argument with Vasistha. But because Vasistha possessed this Kamadhenu, this cow that could produce all desires, Maharaj Vishwamrita and his army were defeated by the sage Vasistha. So Vishwamrita was very upset, and he spent the rest of his life in deep meditation. He went to the forest, vanam gato yad dharmashrayeta, as is supposed to be done at end of life, and he meditated in the impersonal path. He didn't know bhakti path. King Indra was so frightened that this Vishwamitra's meditation was so powerful. He was a great meditator. And he thought that he was trying to take over the power of the heavenly planets if he becomes too much more powerful in his meditation. That he sent one of the heavenly damsels, the Apsaras, Menaka. And in his deep, divine, impersonal meditation, Vishwamitra was absorbed, so much so that when he heard the tinkling of the bangles of Menaka, he became completely disturbed, gave up his meditation, went for this beautiful, beautiful Menaka, and in her begot a child named Shakuntala. So many examples in the Bhagavatam that by meditation, there was another great Muni, and he saw two fish. He was meditating under the water, Sobhara Muni. And he saw two fish engaged in sexual activity. And by that, he became so disturbed that he gave up his meditation, came back out of the water, and himself went to find his sense gratification. So this impersonal path of meditation, we hear from the stories of Srimad Bhagavatam, is not recommended. On the contrary, we hear of the great sage who Durvasa Muni was coming to visit this sage. What was his name? Ambarish Maharaj. He was a king. Rajarishi. He was a saint and a king. The specific significance of Maharaj Ambarish was that he engaged everything in the service of the Lord. Savai manakrishna pararavindayo vaichamsi vaikunta gunanu varnane karau harer mandira marjanadishu chakra chachuta satkatodaye. Maharaj Ambarish was very practical. Savai manakrishna pararavindayo. He engaged his mind in being absorbed in Lord Krishna, the pastimes of Lord Krishna, the service of Lord Krishna, the instructions of Lord Krishna. Savaimana Krishna Pararavindayo Vaichamsi Vaikunta Gunanu Varnane. He engaged his speech in glorifying the Lord of Vaikunta. He engaged his hearing practically in hearing about the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He engaged all of his senses, his legs, in going to the temple of the Lord, his head in bowing to the deity of the Lord, his nose in smelling the flowers offered and the incense offered to the Lord. In this way, kamam chadasye natu kama kamyaya yatotama shloka janashraya rati. By worshipping Uttama Shloka, that Supreme Lord, he overcame sense desire. He overcame the sensual world. Just like they once sent to Haridas Thakur a prostitute to lure him away from his divine chanting of so many thousands of names of Lord Krishna. And Haridas Thakur told the prostitute, "I'll fulfill all your desires." She approached him. I'll take care of all your desires as soon as I'm done chanting my japa. And Haridas Thakur kept chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So absorbed in the holy names of the Lord. So much so that the prostitute began to mimic him, kind of ridicule him. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. But her chanting, because she was chanting, even with some material desire, if we chant, we may be full of desire, sarvakama, how does that go? Akama, sarvakama, mokshakama udaridi, tivrena bhakti yogina, yajeta purusham param. One may have no desire, akama. One may be sarvakama, have all desires. Or mokshakama, one day may desire to be a liberated soul. But if one chants, if one engages in devotional service, one comes to the highest platform of bhakti. The impersonalists, because they're not focused on the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they must fall down again. Whereas the devotees, like Haridas Thakur, because he was absorbed in the chanting of the holy names of Lord Krishna, and in love of Krishna, he was engaged in seva, in service. His chanting not only wasn't swayed by the prostitute, but he converted that prostitute into a devotee of Lord Krishna and instructed her to, shave her head and worship the tulsi plant and chant the Hare Krishna mantra incessantly. And she did. She became great devotee, disciple of Haridas Thakur. This is the power of the devotee. The devotee can even overcome the Maya. Maya personified came to Haridas Thakur. And he overcame and convinced Maya personified to engage in devotional service, to take up Krishna consciousness. However, the non-devotee, like Vishwamrita, like Sobhara Muni, there's some little hint of sense gratification. The tinkling of the ankle bells or bangles of Menaka. And immediately, this great sage, great yogi, was attracted. Therefore, the process of devotional service is outlined. Yena ravindaksha vimukta manina twayasta bhavad avasuda buddhaya aruya krichena parampadam tada padantiado nadrita yuzmad angraya. They may think themselves, Mayavadis, impersonal class of men, think themselves very liberated. I'm on the highest platform. In their mind, they're thinking. One person came to Srila Prabhupada and told him, Swami, at 2:00 this afternoon, I was higher than you. Prabhupada responded to everyone's surprise, please accept my humble obeisances. Now, if you have no other business, please get out. Please go away. We were at one rainbow festival in 1980s in Missouri, cooking prasadam and chanting all day, all night, for the insane people who were attending that festival. Some innocent. One guy came up to us. He didn't know how to play guitar at all. But he was tweaking out some notes, not even on the frets. In between frets, sounded terrible. Anyone knows guitar. You play on the fret. You press the note on the fret. Any instrument. You play on the fret. This, excuse my Bengali, yo-yo, couldn't even play a note on the guitar except open E or open G or something. And he came up to the devotees, we were there, and said, I've been playing guitar mystically, and I'm higher than the Hare Krishnas. I'm so high. And I said, I asked him, I said, let's see. And he played some miserable, you know, version of someone who doesn't even know to play. And he was screaming. And I was thinking that this is that verse. One thinks himself to be liberated. I'm liberated. I'm so high. But because one has no regard for the lotus feet, Aruya Katrina Padam Padam Param Padam Tata, because they have no regard for the lotus feet of Lord Krishna. What's the lotus feet of Lord Krishna? Srila Prabhupada and devotional service. Service to Krishna. And who's at the lotus feet of Lord Krishna? Our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. Because they have no regard for devotional service and the pure devotee. Aruya Krichena Paramparam Tata Paranti Adonadrida Yuzmad Angraya. They fall into the material world. This, what was the Muni I was just talking about? Vishwamitra Muni, he fell down with Menaka, begot the child. This Sovara Muni saw the fish, immediately gave up. Forget this chanting. I can experience, or not chanting, meditation. I'm going to experience something higher, sense gratification. But higher for the devotee, like Haridas Thakur, like that king Ambarish Maharaj, their devotional service, their love for Krishna was such a higher taste, so much higher than sense gratification, what to speak of Mayavad meditation, transcendental, so-called transcendental meditation. I've told this story many times. I got a mantra in high school. I was very much into yoga and meditation. And I received a mantra, a secret mantra. They said it into my ear. I went to Champaign-Urbana, University of Illinois, and they repeated it in my ear. But there was so much smoke in my brain that when they gave me the mantra, apparently years later I found out the mantra was Aing, the mantra for the spiritual master, Aing Guruve Nama. But I heard Aink. So to me, the mantra was the sound of a pig. And I was meditating every morning
oink, 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 oink.
And every evening,
oink, 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 oink.
15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes in the evening. And for some reason, I was eating all kinds of food, anything in front of me. I was becoming the pig, the mantra that I was chanting. And I was thinking, this isn't really helping me. And I thought the mantra was secret. You couldn't tell your mantra. We paid $25 in those days. Now it's like $2,500. I asked my son. He said he was doing some meditation. Of course, he chants Hare Krishna. But I said, are you doing transcendental meditation? He said, no, that's nowadays $2,500 for to get your barnyard mantra. I thought the other people who got the mantra, they were chanting moo and the sound of a horse, the sound of a cow, the sound of a jackass, braying like a jackass. Later I found out they were actually getting aing and ram and some Vedic mantra. But it's not that you meditate or 15 minutes in the morning and you'll get anything you want. Most religions today are religions of abundance, even in personalism. If you chant their mantra, if you meditate on their mantra, you'll get great abundance. But Krishna consciousness, we preach Hari. If you chant Hare Krishna, Hari is he who takes everything away. Not only your miseries will be taken away, everything you have will be taken away. Of course, when we learn how to utilize it properly, like our spiritual master said, that he, when he took sannyas, everything was taken away. And he was gored by a bull. Even his health was taken away at that time. But later, Krishna gave him everything. Big, big temples, so many devotees. Everything was given. Everything is given to the pure devotee. Krishna takes away, but to the pure, 100% pure devotee, he gives him everything because he's engaging it in Krishna's service. So these great sages, they followed the path of incessantly chanting and engaging in devotional service of the Lord. And their lives became 100% purified. One engages in the process of the devotional service only for the result of purification. Because we're becoming purified, our senses are becoming purified, Krishna-ized, we engage in devotional service. Because that purification keeps us above the desire for sense gratification, for eating all kinds of miserable foods, for engaging in abominable activities of the senses, for seeing abominations. Because one is engaging one's senses, his eyes, his ears, his nose, her everything, his and her everything, in the service of Krishna, our senses are becoming purified. So that when we see some mundane person on the street, man or woman, they may be dressed up for summer, there's no attraction because we see the devotee, the deity of Rukmini Dwarkadish. We see the beauty of the pure devotee of the Lord. So this is our process of devotional service by the higher taste, gradually, not immediately, but gradually. It may take a lifetime, but ultimately we become freed from that desire, just like Ambarish, just like Vasishtha, just like the great Haridas Thakur. And we're able to purify our senses, and with purified senses, return home back to Godhead. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga. Thank you.